Shalom, listeners, and welcome to our final podcast in terms of the names of God as found in Genesis. This week we are going to look at four names: El Roi, El Shaddai, El Olam, and Yahweh Yireh. El Roi is seen for the first time in Genesis 16, verse 13. And this means the God who sees me, the God who watches over me. Hagar was an Egyptian slave whose mistress was Sarah, the wife of Abraham. During a difficult moment in her very difficult life, she encountered God in the desert and addressed him as El Roi, the God who watches over me, or the God who sees me. This is the only occurrence of this title for God in the Bible. In the midst of her difficulties, when all seemed lost, Hagar learned the remarkable truth. Though Abraham and Sarah had cast her off, El Roi had taken her in. Seeing her distress, he sent an angel to help her. Indeed, he had been watching over all along, developing a plan to bless her and her child, reminding her of his faithfulness by instructing her to name her son Ishmael, which means God hears. Years after the scene in the desert, one of Abraham's grandsons, a boy named Esau, married Ishmael's daughter. Later, it was Ishmaelite traders who transported Abraham's great-grandson Joseph into slavery in Egypt. The title El Roi reminds us of the God who numbers every hair on our heads and who knows the circumstances of our lives, our past, present, and future. Nothing is hidden from him. El Shaddai, this means God Almighty, the All-Sufficient One, the God of the mountains. God revealed himself as El Shaddai, God Almighty, to Abraham and told him of the everlasting covenant that he was establishing with him and with his descendants. Until the time of Moses, when another divine name was revealed, the patriarchs considered El Shaddai the covenant name of God. When we pray to El Shaddai, we invoke the name of the one for whom nothing is impossible. The Hebrew El Shaddai, often translated God Almighty, may literally be translated God, the Mountain One. Since many of the gods of the ancient Near East were associated with mountains, early translators may have made an educated guess regarding its meaning. Like the mountains themselves, God is seen as strong and unchanging. El Shaddai reveals God not only as the one who creates and maintains the universe, but as the one who initiates and maintains covenant with his people. Shaddai occurs 31 times in the book of Job and 17 times in the rest of the Bible. In the New Testament, the Greek term Pantokrator is often translated as Almighty. El Olam, meaning the everlasting God, or the eternal God. El Olam is the Hebrew name for the God who has no beginning and no end, the God for whom one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 are like one day. His plan stands firm forever, plans to give you and me a future full of hope. Olam is a Hebrew word that occurs more than 400 times in the Hebrew scriptures. It is translated as eternal, everlasting, forever, lasting, ever, or ancient. It refers to the fullness of the experience of time or space. The title El Olam, meaning eternal God or everlasting God, appears only 4 times in Scripture. The word is applied to God and his laws, promises, covenant, and kingdom. When you pray to the everlasting God, you are praying to the God whose Son is called the Aleph and the Tav, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the God whose love endures forever. And finally, we look at the title Yahweh Yireh, the Lord will provide. The Hebrew word ra, from which Yireh is derived, means to see. In this case, it is translated as provide. Since God sees the past, present, and future, He is able to anticipate and provide for what is needed. Interestingly, the English word provision is made up of two Latin words that mean to see beforehand. When you pray to Yahweh Yireh, you are praying to the God who sees the situation beforehand and who is able to provide for your needs. This now completes the section on the names of God as found in Genesis. Next week, we will begin to look at worship insights as found in the book of Genesis. Until then, God bless you.